I've never heard anybody call anything on just a strip of grass on the other side of your walk. Of course, now if you had a boulevard and had it down through the middle with your trees and things, the grass for a second, but we don't have.
I hadn't run into that in Tennessee or Arkansas anywhere so far. In Alabama, you know, pretty good bit though. What if you were walking out in the country somewhere and you were passing a farmer's cornfield and you saw a bunch of crows in there getting after the corn? You might reach down and pick up a
rock
and do what?
Try it out.
Do you ever hear people say anything besides throw?
No.
Have you ever heard people say chunking at it?
Well, I've heard the word chunking, but then we don't use it here. If it did, I've never heard it. Of course, then we might chunk the fire if it's in the fireplace. That means take something and stir it up, chunk it with a poker or something like that. They might call it chunking, but I never heard chunking with a rock.
Let me ask you this.
I've heard tossing.
Tossing.
Pitching.
Yeah.
Throwing.
Yeah. But not chunking.
Not chunking.
What about
this? It couldn't be used, but I've never heard
this expression. If you had a guest come by your house, you might say, well, why don't you sit down and make yourself
comfortable. Make yourself at home. Mm-hmm.
Or talking about putting milk in coffee, you might say that some people like it black.
And a favorite expression out of white.
What's that?
White. We don't use it so much here, but they just want tea. I want milk. If you order coffee and they say, well, you want milk in it? And I say, no, I want it black.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody?
In England, they say, you want it black or white? And they pour at the same time.
Have you ever heard of any other way of ordering coffee black?
No.
What about straight?
Well, I guess earlier we did. So. You know, earlier we drank coffee out of the saucer.
Oh yeah. I still.
Well, I remember when that was a everybody drank
proper thing to do.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody order their coffee barefooted?
Well, I take it as a matter of a joke.
To mean black.
Yeah. But I never did hear them use it seriously.
What about this expression? You might say if somebody is not going away from you, he's coming straight
toward
you. Or this one, you might say, if you just happen to meet somebody, you weren't really looking for him, you might say, well, I wasn't looking for him, I just sort of ran into him.
Which is a misnomer. But it's huge, you know.
That's right.
Of course, if you spoke perfect English, it would be pretty boring.
Pretty dull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you like to hear a ball game?
I'd much rather hear Dizzy Dean or something like that.
Butchered the English language.
Really got after him about that.
Yeah, but that made Dizzy though.
That's true. What about
I'd rather hear him with Howard Cosell.
Cosell's not boring, I'll have you that much.
Well, he knows it all.
Yeah. That's true. He and you ever see him when he and Muhammad Ali get together?
Oh boy, I can't stand Muhammad Ali. I'd like to see somebody whip him.
Yeah. Well, he's I don't know if you ever watch him fight, but
I can't stand him.
That last fight of his was just a joke. He